Before there was a Panama Canal, another possible location for the waterway was seriously considered, Nicaragua. But the idea was soon abandoned as Panama emerged as the more viable alternative. Now Nicaragua wants to make the old dream a reality. In December, work began in the Central American nation on a multi-billion-dollar project to build a new canal between the Pacific and Atlantic. The Chinese-financed project could transform Nicaragua's economy. It could also bring big changes to the huge lake at the center of the plan. Sarah Van Noot reports from the island of Ometepe.
Imagine a Hawaiian island rising up out of a huge lake, and you've got something like Nicaragua's Ometepe. It's the largest island in Central America's largest lake, Lake Nicaragua, and it's where Luis and Dayton Guzman grow plantains in the dark earth of the volcano Concepcion and water their cows on a black sand beach. It's a pretty sleepy place, which is why Luis Guzman was surprised when a team of surveyors showed up a few months ago.
Nos midieron a todo, las pilas, lavandero.
They measured everything, she says, including our water tanks, laundry, houses, and sheds. Her husband says the visitors were open about their intentions.
Ellos dijeron que aquí les gustaba para hacer un hotel.
He says they told us they wanted the farm for a 5-star hotel. He says he and his wife don't want to sell at any price, but they may not have a choice. The Nicaraguan government has resurrected a 100-year-old plan to dig a canal across the country from the Pacific to the Atlantic, right through Lake Nicaragua. They've granted a 100-year concession to a company from Hong Kong, and the firm can take any property it needs for the canal or related projects, including 2 new ports, a free trade zone, and resorts.
¿Para dónde nos vamos a ir?
Where will we go if they take our farm? Guzman asks. If they remove us, it won't only affect our family, but the families of our 12 employees. Guzman and others here are also worried about the project destroying the ecosystems in and around the lake. The government says building the canal will create tens of thousands of new jobs and be a boost to the economy in what's the second poorest country in the Americas. And President Daniel Ortega has said he's not concerned about harming the lake because it's already contaminated. Guzman says that's just not true.
Nunca hasta ahora que el gobierno está con ese proyecto.
Before the canal project, he says, we never heard the lake was contaminated.
Es obvio que va a haber una gran afectación.
Naturalist Roger Obregón says it's obvious there will be a huge impact on the lake. He works at Ometepe's Chacro Verde Nature Reserve. It's home to herons, migratory birds, and ecologically important wetlands. Obregón says he's an aficionado of nature, but also cares about conservation because people here need access to natural resources to survive.
El tema, creo yo, está en determinar.
The big question about the canal, he says, is how much the builders will mitigate the damage. Many others share Obregón's concerns. In November, dozens of scientists from around the world gathered in Nicaragua for a conference on the canal. They agreed that the project could devastate the lake. And the International Society of Limnologists, scientists who study lakes, has called for it to be halted pending the results of an environmental assessment. The government's promised to finish an environmental impact study by April, but it's refused to stop the project in the meantime. Project spokesman Telemaco Talavera says the government already knows how the risks and benefits will play out.
Claro que lo tiene, pero el impacto neto final.
Of course it will have an environmental impact, Talavera says, but the overall impact will be highly positive. We're completely convinced of that.
Es parte del Plan Nacional de Desarrollo.
It's part of the National Plan for Human Development, Talavera says. We need to grow more and create better living conditions. Still, Talavera says the canal builders will take care to protect the lake and avoid the most environmentally sensitive areas. And some on Ometepe are willing to give the government the benefit of the doubt. In the village of Mérida, Santos López and his son toss fish into a big rubber bucket for sale to their neighbors at 75 cents each. López is 55, and during the Nicaraguan Revolution in the 1980s, he says he fought with the leftist Sandinistas, the party now in power and pushing the canal project. He's been fishing on Lake Nicaragua for the last 30 years. This has been my work, López says. It's supported my family. He's worried that the canal will harm fishermen. But he also trusts President Ortega.
Si el comandante dice que no va a haber pasada allí,
if the comandante says we can't fish but gives us jobs, López says, I'm okay with that. He says he and his family will leave their nets and boats behind and go to work. For The World, I'm Sarah Van Noot, Ometepe, Nicaragua.